This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll get right back to your calls here. But real quick, an update from Denver. Not because I care about what's going on politically. I don't. Could give a flip about the Democrats or the Republicans, any of that nonsense. I care about what's going on outside of the convention with the protesters. As we reported to you last week, the Denver police were found to have been plotting to lock up protesters in a warehouse prison, a temporary holding facility, which sounded very similar and looked very similar to what happened to many thousands of people during the Republican convention back in 2004, where people were warehoused, some of them for up to 50 hours with little access to food or water or bathrooms, and it was just awful concentration camp-like conditions. So far, we haven't heard as to whether or not anyone has been put into this warehouse prison yet. But, Nick, you do have an update on some of the things that are going on in the streets there in Denver.
Yeah, there was a peaceful protest, and it's the Huffington Post reporting on this, and there were some American News Project reporters actually in the crowd of protesters. And you can see the whole video. It's up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But there was a crowd of peaceful protesters. They were simply marching. They weren't blocking traffic or anything like that,
right,
from what you can tell in the video. And what the police ended up doing there was actually, which they've done before, according to some of the reports, is actually boxing the protesters in. So they'll be walking down the street in, mm-hmm, between, obviously, tall office buildings, and the police will block off in front of them with a line of riot police, and then they'll block off behind so the protesters can't go anywhere. Yeah, and they trap them in there for 2 hours.
Right, and it doesn't matter if you are a protester or if you are just a businessman walking down that section of street. You are trapped. They're not going to just hold you there just because you have a sign in your hand. If you were on that particular section of street at that time, you are going to be held by the police. That's exactly what happened in New York City 4 years ago.
Yeah, and I mean, this group looked like a peaceful protest group.
Right.
Obviously, some people are making claim, and it is true. There are certain protest groups that will destroy property. They will, you know, directly confront the police and seek out confrontation.
In many cases, they are agents provocateur. They're actually police working undercover to try to stir up violence.
Yeah, but in this case, the protesters, it didn't appear that they were looking for trouble, and the police were really the ones who
There's
made
documentation
it.
Of the claim you're making, by the way. There's
of the provocateurs?
Yes, yes. A great deal of it.
And, at the Denver convention?
Generally.
No,
the protests.
I hadn't heard specifically. I wouldn't be surprised if it was going on in Denver. But in this case, it was the police that turned a very peaceful situation that was, mm-hmm, you would think it would be protected by free speech, and it is. But unfortunately, the government doesn't recognize that anymore. They turned what was a peaceful protest where people were simply expressing,
right,
you know, their dissatisfaction either with candidates or specific issues and policies that the United States has. They turned that into a very confrontational setting where then protesters began shouting at police, and understandably, when you corner people, you,
sure,
box them in and start spraying them with mace. I mean, the police yes, and you could see the police weren't just using regular cans of mace; they were using the big bear
industrial
mace cans,
yeah, okay,
that you see marketed for hikers and stuff. They were just macing people for no real apparent reason.
Because they can. Are they all in black? Could you see their faces, the police?
No, they were in black, and they were wearing their,
right,
you know, their shield, their face shield.
No name tags, that sort of thing.
And it really, it highlights for me the importance of carrying a camera if you're going to be at an event like this. Because the two reporters were actually in the crowd, and they were there for several minutes videotaping. But
did they let them out? Because that's what happened in D.C. New York. They actually let press people out of this situation.
That's exactly what they did at the end. And then they actually pushed them down around the corner.
The press? So they couldn't film.
They were trying to film, and the police said, you need to move. And they,
mm-hmm,
didn't. You know, they weren't asking. They were telling them they had to move. And obviously they didn't pause in this case because of the cameras, because there are other regular people in the crowd with cameras. But they were very concerned about getting actual, press,
right,
people who could get that on TV,
quickly.
Out of the crowd and around the corner.
You're saying this video is, you can see much of this happening in the video. It's at Huffington Post, was it?
The Huffington Post put this out. I believe it's also on YouTube under Police Trap Peaceful Protesters in Denver.
It sounds totally by the book. I mean, if the book was written in 2004 at the Republican Convention in New York City, this sounds totally by the book. The story that we had read on the air and actually recapped a few weeks ago was about a gentleman that was, again, blogging about his experience. They were walking down the street. They made a point of being on the sidewalks because they didn't want to be, again, many of these protesters are very concerned about being arrested, and they didn't want to be seen as disrupting traffic or anything like that. So they made a special effort to be on the sidewalks. They were just playing instruments, walking down the street, and the cops came in. They came, again, on both sides of the street. They wrapped orange construction kind of fencing around, or they pulled that across the street with several police officers and closed them in, took them all off to the concentration camps.
Yeah, in this case, the police ended up shutting down the street entirely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were concerned about the protesters blocking traffic, they were moving down the street. In this case, the police blocked off that street for a couple of hours. And really, they just don't want you to speak your opinion. I mean, if you're dissenting and they don't like you, they're just going to shut you down. And
if
that's
you're not
really
part of the system, I mean, you can say anything as long as you're part of the system. But if you're not part of the system,
well, I thought protesting was part of the system.
No, sorry, we were wrong.
You're always told, well, if you don't like it and you don't think voting is going to do anything, you know, go out on the street corner and hold a sign. But you're very likely to be maced, even if you're doing nothing illegal, nothing wrong, because
you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, these people may have been violating the law in Denver.
Oh, what? But like protesting without a permit or something?
Outside, they have this big free speech cage, basically.
Right.
It's a big pen where
free speech zones, as they call them.
Right, where apparently the Constitution only applies in this tiny cage, and the rest of Denver is no longer America for some reason.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, really, your right to free speech just doesn't mean now what it meant even a few years ago, because honestly, back in the 1990s, you probably wouldn't have seen such blatant abuses, and the police state.
You wouldn't have been able to see them. I mean, if they happened in the 90s, you wouldn't have necessarily have been able to see them because nobody had camera phones back then. Mm-hmm. And so it's things like YouTube and the proliferation of technology that have really started to transfer the control and the power back to the individual. It hasn't happened fully yet, but the more people have cameras, the more people have audio recorders, the better off we're going to be.
I agree with that entirely.
And that's something that needs to be done now, because if people wait to take action, you know, or they just want to lie low and keep their heads down, and, you know, because they're scared about maybe, you know, drawing some heat to themselves, we're not going to slow this down or turn it around. And
you're
not going to be able to speak out. You're
absolutely
not going to be able to post to YouTube.
We are never going to get anywhere by cowering in fear over what the government might do because we know what's coming. We know that the government is getting bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive. We talked earlier about how school kids are being given forced to wear GPS monitoring bracelets, that people are being businesses are being raided over immigration. People are being forced to wear blue armbands to identify themselves. I mean, this is madness. I was watching V for Vendetta last night, right? Which is this kind of dystopian film, which is excellent. If you haven't seen it, you should probably go watch it. But in that film, they have a curfew, and their curfew in that film is from 10:30 at night to 5 in the morning, or 5:30 in the morning. And I was thinking, well, you know, that's not too shabby compared to that town in Georgia that last week had a 24-hour curfew, and I actually haven't heard if they've lifted it yet or not.
Oh, was that Arkansas, I believe?
Yeah, Arkansas,
yeah.
Down south.
Yeah,
24 hours!
Yeah, we've gone a lot further from the ideas of freedom and liberty than I think a lot of people expected, and it happened much more quickly than I think a lot of people expected. And where we're going to be in 10 years really depends on what people are doing today. So
absolutely.
If people aren't going to take action and they're just, you know, they're just going to keep ignoring it, it's going to get worse, and it's going to get a lot worse a lot faster. So the time is really now to take action and try to delegitimize the state.
That's what I'm working towards doing here, and a number of the activists here in the Keene area at freekeene.com are working toward. And it's you don't just need those cameras and those audio recorders when it's a protest. You need to have them at almost all times at this point. Anytime you are going to interact with a bureaucrat, have a video camera with you. Have an audio recorder with you. Whatever's practical in that situation. I had one with me today when a Keene City code enforcement bureaucrat showed up to harass me about my my property, and I had my camera, and I pulled it out. He didn't like it. We'll share more with that coming up here in moments, but your calls come first. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
G'day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 26, 2008, gold opened at $812. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $836.40, $412.20 for half ounce, and $206.10 for quarter ounce. That's $836.40, $412.20, and $206.10.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know, I know. As the makers of Drinkin' Mate hangover defense tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep, so you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We give them away because that's the way a good talk show site should be. Those other hosts, they don't get it. They charge people for access to their sites. Ours is free. So enjoy on us at freetalklive.com. Those features include updates. Get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com, and you'll know first what's going on with Free Talk Live. Let's go to your calls. Talk to Mike in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live, Mike. Mike?
Ian.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Just great. What's
on your mind? You had a caller on Saturday. He was alluding to Hispanic voters voting for Hispanics and black voters voting for blacks.
Yeah.
And he seemed to be a little worried that, you know, that might be the way that it's going. And you made mention that, it might be because that they were in power for so long or they were the majority for so long and they enjoyed the fruits of the democratic process.
I think that was me making that point.
I think I might have made that point, but whatever. Okay.
Well, you know, I wanted to say to that caller that, you know, if you're humble when you're in the majority, then you don't have to worry about it if you're in the minority. Humility goes a long way. And he sounded pretty scared. And I was kind of shocked that he sounds so scared because, you know, if you do good things by me, and I am a black man,
mm-hmm.
Then you shouldn't have to worry about how we would go.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Obviously, he's somebody that supports the system, the status quo, as is. He likes the fact that he's in the majority, and he's never had to deal with a situation where he would be in a minority in a democratic situation. And when you can, I guess when you see that looming on the horizon, when you see, as they were talking about the statistics, I guess, are that Hispanics and blacks are going to become the majority by like 2040 or something like that. So when somebody who's in his position, who's been in this power, master position over everybody else in the majority, because he's in the majority and everyone else is in the minority, then he's seeing, you know, the writing on the wall saying your time is over. Soon the tides are going to change. The pendulum is going to swing in a different direction. And soon you will be told what to do by the people that you've been telling what to do for the longest time. And this is the bad part of this is what is terrible about democracy is the minority always suffers at the hands of the majority, whoever they are. And so that's basically it was his response to seeing that coming down the way. Hey, this is democracy, buddy. That's how it works.
It's fair. It's just. It's legitimate because you've said so all your life.
Mm.
Well, it's not fair. It's not just. It's not legitimate. But
it won't get there, of course. I don't think it'll last that long.
The question I had for the gentleman was, what the hell are we supposed to do about it? I mean, are we going to kick all the black and Hispanic people out of the country?
No. How about a dictatorship before it comes?
How about incarceration?
Mm.
I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Well, I'm not going to do anything.
No, well,
it's not me.
We as white people, I guess.
Yeah, I don't like that. We, that's not me. I'm an individual.
I understand what you're saying.
Mike?
And, you know, my whole point was that the way he looked at it, he forgot that at one point white people were the majority here in this country, and they were Native American. And what happened to them?
Mm-hmm. Nothing good.
Nothing good, right? And
yeah.
I supposedly, if you believe what the schools indoctrinate us with, supposedly the Indians kind of helped them out when they came here from Europe.
Right,
but nothing good happened to the Indians, the natives, I should say.
Right.
Certainly not.
And also you said something about slavery, Ian. And
yes, sir.
You said you marginalized it a little bit and when you said that a handful of blacks were killed during slavery. I would like to add that.
No, nope, never said that. You must have misunderstood. I never said
that. Okay, maybe I did. Maybe I did. I'm sorry if I did. But I just wanted to clear that up and have you clear that up. Because, you know, for the amount, and you said that slavery should end peacefully. Well, there was no peace for the black people, for the Africans.
I totally agree with you. I don't think that slavery is legitimate, but you know, as far as the separating of the country, do you think it was okay that Lincoln invaded a sovereign country?
Oh no, I don't think anything Lincoln did was okay.
Yeah,
right.
My point is, no matter how you go, there was no peace for the Africans.
Oh yeah,
so
no doubt about it.
The fact that the white people were killing each other. You know what? As a black person, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Well, the thing I was pointing out is it wasn't just white people killing each other in the Civil War. There were a lot of black people that fought for the South,
right.
Probably at the behest of the slave owners. And my question really was, you know, how many black people would have died if slavery had continued for, let's say, a couple more years and then went away on its own peacefully as it had done in the rest of the world? And when I say peaceful, I mean just without war, versus how many of them actually died at the hands of the opposing side during the Civil War. It was my position that I believe less would have died working in the fields as a slave than they would have on the battlefields as a soldier.
Well, I would imagine that, but as a soldier, now you have the right to take actions into your own hands, so to speak. You can fight for your freedom. Now, I'm not saying that what Lincoln did is good, and I don't believe Lincoln freed the slaves.
Yeah, but you still have to fight as a soldier at the orders of somebody who doesn't really appreciate you. I mean, many of these generals, as they pointed out, even in the North, were actually slave owners.
That's a choice that they should have and they didn't have. I want to have the choice as to whether or not I'm put on the front line and catching cannonballs for the South or not.
Right. I mean, you want to have that choice, but just think about it. We didn't have any choice.
I know.
Whether we're fighting for the South, or you're fighting for, at least you're to some extent taking the actions into your own hands. You could have taken
actions into your own hands by getting the hell off the plantation,
well,
as many of them did.
There were some slave rebellions, and if they had been better organized, I mean,
Away from each other and uneducated.
That's true, but in some parts of the South, you know, African Americans outnumbered whites by a pretty heavy margin, so.
They didn't know those statistics either.
It's not impossible that they could have won the slave rebellion. It happened in Haiti. I mean, that was the only real successful one.
That's where I'm from. I'm from Haiti, and we did have a slave rebellion in 1804. But that was because we so heavily outnumbered the whites there, and their technology, their military technology, was not as good as the U.S. Now, the U.S. had in place certain things that, you know what, no matter what, the education of the free black man, the mulattoes. There was a lot of things going on for Haiti that caused this rebellion to come about. But as far as in the United States, the structure was already there. It was too hard. The South was not going to give up the slaves without bloodshed. That's my belief.
Well, I see where you're coming from on that, but the rest of the world got rid of slavery without having to fight a civil war.
There was a huge, everybody in the entire world, England didn't want to trade with them. If it hadn't been for the fact that, basically secession was over slavery, if it hadn't been for that, then England would have sided with the Confederacy, and likely that would have been, changed the whole history of the world.
Market
if they really had just left for states' rights, then England would have sided with them.
Good conversation tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Mike. It seems to me that, and Mary Ruard in her book Healing Our World makes this case, I think pretty well, that market competition for workers would eventually have been the major factor in ending slavery.
Perhaps. I mean, it wouldn't have been economical to continue the slave model that existed in the South because mechanization was going to replace slaves, human labor in the fields within a decade or so anyway.
Cotton gin, either
way. But that, I don't know, the caller may be right that some bloodshed would have resulted. It could have been done without completely centralizing the government of the United States.
More on the way. You can take control, bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one of a kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include a whole bunch of archives going back for an entire year free on the front page of the site. Plus live streams. We've got a broadband version and a dial-up version. Both are free for you. Enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com.
Thanks for throwing that at me. I don't have a copy on that one. My Dex
okay.
C20 ad is, you know, just basically me telling you about my life. I did a weigh-in today, and I've lost a total of 4 pounds taking Dex C20. And I recommend
it. When are you weighing in now?
I guess just before lunch.
Okay.
So, I mean, it doesn't seem like a good idea to eat a whole bunch.
So when you're hungry.
Drink and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know. And you can pick up Dex C20 and try it like I have at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, those kind of places. Or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. It is Nick in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
This is actually Vince in California.
Well, hey, Vince, I don't know how they messed that one up, but here you are. What's
all right. Anyway, you guys last Friday were talking about some unstealthy ninjas that were trying to fight drug abuse and
yeah.
drug sales.
In New Jersey.
I wanted to share a story with you about my misadventures as an unskilled ninja.
Okay, do tell.
Well, we're going to have a pirate party at my house about a couple years ago, and I decided that it'd be funny if instead of dressing up like a pirate like everyone else, I decided to dress up as a ninja. you know, get the whole Pirates versus Ninjas thing going there because I'm a firm Ninja supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got my Ninja costume mailed to me at work, and I, for some reason I thought it would be a really great idea to wear my Ninja costume on the bus ride home. So I did, and, you know, I got my costume on, and I'm, like, glowering at people looking really menacing and stuff on the bus. You know, I thought it was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
And so I had to get off the bus at the mall to switch buses, and while I was there, I guess a concerned citizen decided to call the police because maybe they were afraid that ninjas were attacking the mall or something.
It is the snitch society, after
something,
all.
A ninja, you know, and a terrorist, they look somewhat similar. You know, a terrorist would be a guy in a black balaclava. Oh, yeah, that's a cop. Anyway, you know, if it's not a cop, it's a terrorist.
Right.
Yeah, and, exactly.
You know, a ninja would look kind of like that.
So anyway, I was standing there waiting for my bus, and all of a sudden a cop rolls up, and as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, crap. So I took the hood off really quick and, like, waved at him, and he drove up. And he comes out of the car. He's like, what's going on over here? I'm like, oh, you know, I got this costume. I just basically told him the whole story. So he pulls out this assault rifle out of the front seat of his car, and he's like, good thing. I was afraid I was going to have to use this. And so, I guess it was the one that he keeps in his trunk. It was like this huge thing. And at that point, I was like totally freaking out. Anyway, so he just puts it away, comes over, and like gives me a warning.
You know, they just don't like people in costumes besides themselves. It's well, okay for the judge.
If it was a chicken outfit, he would have been fine.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure it would have been fine.
It's the aspect that it's just so. If it was a pirate outfit, he would have been fine. The fact is, it's the balaclava.
Yeah, I can understand some like balaclava. You know, little old lady like seeing me and you know getting scared or whatever. But like a cop like hearing that and being like, oh my god, there's ninjas attacking the mall. Let's
well, you're out in California. I mean, it's got to be worse out there than around here. Here in New Hampshire. Really, you have to be carrying around a gun for people to get scared about something, and even then...
Depends on the town you're in,
yeah, it
really.
Depends on where you are. I mean, they say that in Manchester, they're pretty touchy about people carrying around guns, but here in Keene, from what I've talked to some of the cops here, they say that it's, you know, it's no big deal, that you shouldn't... They shouldn't really even be contacting somebody who has a gun unless they're waving it around or brandishing it or something.
Well, you know, I mean, I did have a wooden sword, so I could see... how that might be a little bit.
You can walk down the street with a sword on your back here, a real sword on your back in New Hampshire.
Let's put this in perspective a little bit. You were being menacing on the bus, right?
Yeah.
You were glaring at people. So the cop was being, you know, so a man in a costume was being menacing.
Yes.
And then the cop came up and said, you know, I was afraid I was going to have to use this assault weapon. And so he was being menacing. So a man in a costume was being menacing. The only thing that happened to you, the only thing that happened to you was what happened to the people on the bus.
Yeah, hey, I'm not trying to say this was like a smart thing to do or anything.
No,
you know?
I'm not either. I'm just, you know, Ian is so shocked by everything that any law enforcement officer ever does is shocking to Ian.
I don't know if it's shocking
outrageous.
Anymore.
And
I'm pretty used to it.
I'm just hearing what you're saying here, and it's sounding like you know it's awful that the police officer would you know show the kid his assault rifle.
Well, anyway, my point is that you know if I was any good at being a ninja at all, the cop would never have found me. So
exactly.
Obviously I need to start toning my skills.
Yep. The number one rule of being a ninja is stealth. You don't go out in the daytime, walk in the middle of the street.
Yeah,
thanks
exactly.
Nick for the call. Appreciate
and the number one rule of being wearing a costume is well. Don't wear a ninja costume.
And definitely don't carry an ID, you know, any sort of ID if you're out being a ninja. You don't want the cops to be able to figure out who you are. If you're a ninja and you get caught, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything.
Do you recommend ripping off your hood as the caller did?
Ripping off the hood? I don't know if you want to make any quick moves around a cop.
Well, that's what he did.
Well, you're a ninja, so you should be able to incapacitate.
Well, yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to do, you
the Vulcan death touch
that.
Or whatever, right?
I was talking about if you didn't want to have a dead cop's body on your hands, you know.
You wouldn't have to kill anybody. I'm sure a ninja can just knock somebody out.
Yeah, you're right. I guess they can't do that, though. That's I guess I don't know much about the code.
Movies, so,
right, I don't know much about the ninja code, so I can't really comment any further here. All right, let's continue and talk to... No, we're not. Don's gone. So here's a recap of what happened today.
Ninjas used to be really big in the 80s, but I don't think they're quite... it's kind of laughable.
I don't know about that. There's a big cult following out there for ninjas now.
I think
lovers can get together on the internet.
From sort of a joke standpoint. Well, I was talking to a guy from the Paladin Press. Are you familiar with this organization?
Yeah, it's...
Mercenaries, basically, right?
Well, they sell books.
Yeah, just like a liberty-friendly, right. You know, learn how to blow up stuff and make homemade weapons, that kind of stuff.
And, right? And lots of ninja stuff, lots of martial arts stuff. And he's like, yeah, you know, the ninja stuff just isn't as popular as it used to be.
Well, there you go. He's got the numbers.
Yeah, he has the numbers.
Oh, you'll have to excuse me. I was thinking of Soldier of Fortune as a mercenary publication,
magazine.
Whereas Paladin Press simply teaches you how to use weapons and
make drugs.
I don't know any of that aspect. The only part I remember about Paladin Press is that they, you know, they have all the martial arts stuff.
So this morning, a bureaucrat showed up from the so-called Code Enforcement Department, and the video is going to be posted here probably by the end of the show or shortly thereafter at freekeen.com, so you can see it, see what happened. This guy showed up at the house about a week ago, but I didn't actually see him before because I've got a little two-way system. So he'd press the two-way button to talk to me, and I talked back. And who is it? Well, I'm so-and-so from the Code Enforcement Department. Sorry, don't have time to talk. That's what I said to him. And so he just kept yammering on about how, well, there's a couch out in your yard, and I'm going to give you a, you got a, this is your warning, and if you don't get it fixed, I'm going to come back and ticket you $100. It's going to be $200 after that, $400, then you'll get a court summons. So he just kept talking. I didn't respond to him at that point, so I just was listening to what he was saying. And he went away and came back this morning. And I happened to be downstairs at this point, so I was talking to him through the door, and he was pretending like he couldn't understand me.
Yeah, that's a pretty common tactic.
Right. I could understand him, and we're talking through the same door. I wasn't through the two-way system this time. So he pretended like he didn't understand me and managed to kind of get me into a little bit more of a conversation to where he was telling me what was going to happen. And, oh, I want to give you a $100 ticket. Okay, whatever. Yeah, I just ignored him at that point. I didn't actually respond. He said he was going to give me a $100 ticket. He went out to his car, started writing up the ticket. And it was at that point that I thought, oh, my camera. Because I have, now I have my own camera. We've got the new webcam in the studio. I was using my old DV camera for the webcam, but now I actually have that handy. I don't have to go and disconnect it from the tripod and, you know, pull out the wires or anything like that. So I pulled out my camera, flipped it on, and stepped outside. And that's where the video picks up my conversation with this guy. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a few moments. Unfortunately, I cannot play the audio on the air. Our internet listeners would be able to get it, but because of a technical difficulty that is yet to be resolved, our radio listeners will not be able to hear it. So
that's not going to work.
We'll hold off on the audio. We're not going to play the audio, but I'll tell you about what happened, what shirt this guy was wearing with a very kind of frightening logo on it, and we'll get your thoughts about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life change fat burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's GetTheTea.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we could still use your vote, right, Mark? Only like a dozen votes ahead right now.
Yep, that's all right.
Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you haven't done it in the month of August, you still have a few days left. We want to finish. We're at number one now, but we want to finish at number one. It's important to us because the longer we're at number one, the more people come across the show, the more new people discover the message of freedom. So,
and finishing the month at number one allows me to add that to my tally when I'm talking to advertisers.
How many months we finished at number one. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and it makes a big difference for us. Before we continue with the calls, just to continue discussing what happened to me this morning. Now, these government bureaucrats, we're not agitating them. We're not going and protesting out in front of their offices. We're not going and causing trouble for them. They're the ones that are coming against us. We talked to Sam earlier in the show tonight from Texas, from ObscureTruth.com. They came after him first with one of their speeding tickets. He went in and asked a bunch of questions they didn't want to answer. They're now coming after me with one of their code enforcement violation tickets. I didn't do anything to them. But now they're attacking me. So they're bringing this response on themselves by coming after people like us, people that actually are going to stand up for our freedoms, as we were discussing earlier. So this code enforcement bureaucrat shows up. He was here a week ago, threatened me over a couch that was in the yard. And the couch has been there longer than I can remember. I think the couch was actually here when I bought the house, but I can't remember it. I haven't consulted with my tenants yet. It's their couch. They use it to sit in outdoors, like to look at the birds or something like that. It's their bird-watching couch. And none of the neighbors have complained about it. No one has said anything to me. In fact, when this bureaucrat was outside of my door and I was talking to him through the door, I said, "Are you my neighbor?" Because if he was my neighbor and he was approaching me as the neighbor, I'd be happy to come out and talk to him and maybe we could figure out something. If it was like a problem for whatever reason, we could at least have a more civil discussion. But he wasn't my neighbor. He admitted to not being my neighbor. He was just a city bureaucrat who wanted to issue me this $100 ticket. So he said he was going to issue me this $100 ticket, started writing it up. I came out with my video camera, and I just posted the video at freekeen.com. You can see it there. So I came out with my video camera, and I said, "Well, you know, what's your name?" And he identified himself, and "What do you leave?" He said, "I'm going to leave you this ticket for $100. So, "Well, what's that for?" even though I'd already known, I was getting to repeat it for the camera. And he said, well, it's for the junk, the couch in your, the junk couch out in your yard.
You have to refer to it as junk.
Yeah, something like that. And so, so I said, well, wait a minute, does the city own this property? And he said, no. I said, well, then how can you expect me to follow this? How can you expect me to pay this? And he, at that point, turned around, walked to his car, and he said, well, there's law. Everybody's got, you know, every community's got laws, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing here. And I said, well, that's nice. So what about the consent of the governed? Have you read the New Hampshire Constitution? And that's when he started to tell me that I needed to vote. Do I vote? He asks me. And I said, have you read the New Hampshire Constitution? I didn't answer any of
these
questions.
Right. And the cops are excellent at, especially the detectives, excellent at dodging these sorts of things.
Yeah.
Just not going to answer questions.
Well, the city manager who I'd spoken with earlier this week actually admitted to not having read the New Hampshire Constitution. And it's not that it's my constitution. It's their constitution. So it's not that I agreed to follow the New Hampshire Constitution. As being a government bureaucrat, that's your set of rules. So it seems like a relevant question to ask these bureaucrats, have you read the New Hampshire Constitution? I bet you not very many of them have. And so I kept asking that question. He wouldn't answer it. And then at one point he's in his car, starting up the car, and he yells out, vote! And this seems to be a common theme between these bureaucrats. The city manager was begging us to use the system to make changes. This guy imploring me to vote and get out there and use the system. I had a conversation with some politician over the weekend who was telling me about how we should use the system to change everything. I mean, really, the more these people tell me to use the system, these are obviously my adversaries. I have no interest in doing the things that they're suggesting. I mean, I've already come to the conclusion that the system is probably the worst possible way to achieve liberty, if it's even possible through the system. But here are all these people that are essentially begging me to utilize their system that they set up, follow their rules, when they themselves don't even know what their own rules are. They haven't even read their founding document. So then I took a close look at the ticket this guy gave me, and you guys have seen it here tonight, and it's on the video. You can actually see it there. It's also scanned in on the website at freekeen.com. And I'm looking here, and he got the address right, but there's a space that says name of violator. Now, when we've talked before about the drug war arrests and the 1.5 million people that are arrested every single year for drugs in this country, most of them being simple possession cases, we know they all plea out. Almost all of them, like 99% of these cases, plea out because they're scared of what might happen to them. But when you actually start looking at what the bureaucrats do as far as their jobs are concerned, they miss things all the time. They screw up left and right. And if you don't look and you don't check them out, then you'll never even see some of this stuff. I mean, beyond the whole issue of consenting, which I didn't, I don't consent to be ruled by these people, and I don't consent to their rules. Beyond all that, just looking at the ticket is kind of interesting because it shows you how lazy these bureaucrats are. He didn't even write in a name of the violator. He said he was giving me the ticket.
Apparently, he gave it
to my address. And there's a space for name of violator, but my name's not there. Nobody's name's there. And then he said it was a $100 fine. Well, there's all kinds of little things they can circle here. There's, you know, parking violations and sign regulations and building without a permit and dumpster enclosures and, you know, other. And he writes in junk couch out on lawn. He wrote in there. But to the right of that, he could have circled 100, 200, 300, or 400. He didn't circle anything. But there's also a section up there at the top that says warning, no fine. But he didn't circle or check that either. So
you could just check the warning, no fine.
Yeah, you know, I could. You're right about that.
And say, hey, look, I don't know what you people are doing here. I don't know nothing.
So what is this thing? It's certainly nothing that applies to me. And even if it had my name on it, it would still be his violation, not mine, because I don't consent. And there's nowhere that they have that shows me explicitly consenting to whatever agreement they think that I've signed on to. So the question now is, will this guy show up next week and give me a $200 ticket? Or is this the last we're going to see of him? Other interesting point. The dude was wearing a DEA T-shirt. And I didn't notice this while I was actually interacting with him. I noticed it on the video footage later. He's wearing a shirt, like a polo shirt, kind of a golfer's shirt, with a DEA embroidery patch on it. And there's a skull in the logo. It's just kind of like, are these people just kind of sick? What's that all about? Why a skull? That's kind of death-oriented, isn't it?
Well, the death's head, the last people to use that was the SS, but It has been used by a lot of police forces.
Pirates,
well, pirates and other secret police forces have used the Death's Head military units.
So I wondered about this guy, and I went and I did a little Googling on him, and I found out who he was. He's a former police detective here in Keene. And so he's retired, was on the police department for 22 years, retired, which means he's collecting pension, and he's working full-time as a code enforcement bureaucrat on top of that. So it's a sweet deal to be a government bureaucrat.
I don't know how much working he's doing as a code enforcement agent.
Well, he's driving around and giving people tickets. That's what he's doing.
Well, I don't know how many. I don't know how strict they are about code enforcement.
Depends on how much money they need.
Meeting their quotas.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I have a feeling he has a lot of free time during his day.
Yeah.
He's drawing full-time pay. That doesn't mean he's working full-time.
I think you're right about that. Let's go quickly here. Your calls to John in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey, you guys there?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, I'm used to hearing the noise. Anyways, I had a question in regards to, in a total free market society.
Yes, sir.
How would pollution... how would that be dealt with?
It's a good question. And Dr. Mary Ruart, in her book, Healing Our World, actually examines this in great detail, far more than we can in the next minute and a half. But the short answer is property rights. If all land is private, then if someone pollutes your land, you've got a case against that person, presuming you can prove where the pollution's come from. I mean, if I back up a dump truck and dump a bunch of stuff on your yard and you know it was me, then clearly you've got a case against me. Of course, water can be the same way. If you own part of a stream that's flowing through your property and somebody upstream is polluting the stream, you identify the polluter, take him to arbitration.
What about like smog type stuff? I mean,
same thing.
From cars,
if you can identify,
well, it's smog, now you're getting into areas of what's everybody polluting the same similar amounts and that kind of thing. I mean, if you're talking about
a factory, that's another case.
Yeah, if you can point out somebody who's doing a lot more than the average person is, then you could make a case. But if you're talking about 9 million people driving to work, you're not going to make much of a case. And what's the government doing about that now?
Right, you'd have to show that there was some kind of a harm that was inflicted, so it would have to be...
You got sick.
You got sick, poisoned. Or maybe your property value was damaged,
yeah.
Or something.
Go to Ruart.com and get more from her book, Healing Our World. It's free. It's available online. It's got a lot of great documentation to it, and she really does a great job laying that out. I thank you for the call tonight. And again, if you want to see the video from the bureaucrat encounter this morning, it's up at freekeen.com. This is another example of why it's important to have a video camera or audio recorder handy and make a point out of recording the bureaucrats that are trying to harass you. More coming up tomorrow night. We'll see you then. Freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a